You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the beginning of the Parashat Toldot, it's brought that Ribono Shel Olam had to do a special miracle that Yitzchak Avinu, Alav Shalom, would look like his Abba. And the reason was, the Rashi HaKadosh says, the jokers made the rumors that Chalila V'chas, the Sarai Avinu, might have, God forbid, any contact with Abimelech when they stayed in Gerar. So now, here, Ribono Shel Olam, to make him quiet, so Yitzchak Avinu was born just exactly like his Abba. So now here, first of all, this matter doesn't make sense at all. How could it be? Timing and so on, you know, when she went to the palace and so on. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh says that Sarai Imenu was able to have baby through Abimelech, actually. What is through Abimelech means? Not Chas V'Shalom that there was any contact. So Harav Chida, Rabbeinu Chida explains, as also Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh brings this matter, that the chapter that talks about Sarai Imenu, that is state with Abimelech, is right next to the part that we read, V'Hashem Pagad et Sarah. So, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh explains that the reason that these two chapters are next to each other is because when they stayed, or Abimelech took Sarai Imenu, so now what happened? They were not able to function anymore. They got sick. They could not give birth. So what did Sarai Imenu do? She prayed for them. So now we know the general rule. Anytime that you pray for somebody else, that you need exactly the same thing. Health, zivug, children. So then your tefillah will be accepted
for yourself first.
Before them. So now here, when Sarai Imenu prayed for Abimelech that be able to give birth, so then Hashem made her pregnant. So that's what the Rashi is trying to say. He says, "Mi Abimelech nit abelasa." What does it mean? Not Chas V'Shalom. Any Chas V'Shalom second thought that there was any contact. But through the tefillah of Sarai Imenu, for Abimelech, she became pregnant. So is that good or is that good? Good? Yes? No, but here is the leitzanim, the jokers, they made a joke out of this. So what's wrong with you praying for somebody else? What's the problem? Is that good? So what's the big deal? Even though that we say that Sarai Imenu was barren, and then she prayed for somebody else, and she became pregnant. So why are you making a joke out of it? Huh? Why?
The jokers always make a joke.
No, what's the problem that, no, actually, you should be credited. That, you know, wow, Chazak Baruch, see Avraham Avinu prayed for Abimelech, and then his wife became pregnant. What's wrong with this?
Why should he not get pregnant direct? Why should he need two bracha? She's not tzaddikah enough.
No, but see, she waited for many, many, many years to have children. So now she prays for somebody else. So now they were healed, and then she will benefit from it too. So what's the problem? It's a big problem. Why? Because when Ribono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu that you're going to have a child, right? And he's then going to be Yitzchak. And then your descendant is going to come from this boy. So why Yitzhak Avinu is worrying that he's going to have a child? You see here, they pray so much. Yitzhak and Rivka, they pray so much. If Hashem said, you're going to have a descendant from Yitzhak, why are you pushing Hashem so much? That's right. Hashem promised. If Hashem promised, he's not going to come through. So, what's the problem here? And not only that, how many years she was barren, Rivka Imenu? 20 years? Why? You promised his father, Avraham Avinu, that he's going to have a child. And they waited. And then they had Yitzchak. So now Yitzchak is waiting 20 years to have a child? Why are you doing this? That's that. Why they have to wait and they have to go to all this tefillot, you know? That's true. It's very true. But here, we're waiting, we're putting on hold for 20 years. 20 years, you know what 20 years is?
Oh, maybe to say, not to do with the bracha of Avimelech, this is the time that...
Avimelech? No, Avimelech didn't pray. Avimelech was sick. So then Avimelech prayed for them, and then they became... So that is a very interesting point that Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Zachutu Maren Aleinu, Allah brings that when Ibrahimenu, Allah Shalom, left her house. So right before she leaves the house, what happened? Laban gave Ibrahimenu Mishabarach, Mishabarach, Imotechem, HaKadoshot. So now here, if Ibrahimenu would have a child, what would Laban say? See what the Mishabarach I gave you? I even didn't charge you. You know what that is? So that means all the children that you're going to have, it's all bizchut, your da'i, right? So here, Rosh Hashanah made them wait 20 years, that the people would not think that the children of Yitzhak Avinu is because of blessing after Laban.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.